Like I said, I'm letting you know that I'm recording the conversation, and I'm mom, Elsie Cusander,
Yes, great to meet you.
and I want to ask you about what happened today, this morning. What did that he deserved to be kicked out of your class conference?
Yes, of course. So this morning during our fifth period digital literacy class, we had a daily question on the whiteboard so that when students enter, they could enter it. Their answer into the chat. And lately we've been talking about computer scientists and some of the research and things that they've done in the history of computer science to help us all today. And the daily question was in regards to which of those computer scientists do you admire and why? I did mention to students that it could be a family member as well, or someone in their community, such as a pastor or a coach, or somebody that's helped them positively, just in case they couldn't come up with a computer scientist. Did mention, let me see, I do have a screenshot of his post in the chat. I'll just read it to you aloud if that's all right. Is that all right?
Yes, it's all right.
Okay, he said, "I admire Donald J. Trump because he is making America great again and because he is the best president the United States of America could ever have, and he built the wall so terrorists couldn't come in the US. Trump is the best person in the world, and that's why I admire him." To me, I didn't think that this was on topic or related to our prompt, and so I went ahead and just cleared the chat. And I guess didn't appreciate that, so I noticed he kind of asked, "Well, why'd you clear the chat, Mr. Stanton?" And I just tried to remind the students that we're trying to choose somebody who is either a family member, someone in our local community, or a computer scientist. Donald Trump would not fit that prompt. Just because it was a little bit off. Just because it was a little bit off topic, I noticed another student commented something in the chat, and so I just didn't want to get the class off track. The reason that ended up getting kicked out of the meeting is because I was trying to send him a private message, but he kept posting the same thing in the chat. I wanted to make sure that he could still talk to me privately. And in order to do that, he had to re-enter the meeting because I had to update the settings on the meeting. So when he returned into the meeting, no students could talk in the public chat. So it wasn't just I actually cut off the public chat for every student. And I let them know that they can still message me and they can still participate in class, but not to do it publicly because
Okay,
that was now blocked.
do you feel in any way that was being disrespectful with you or with the class?
I wouldn't say directly no. I just think it was off topic, and so I wanted to make sure that
Because I just want to
the kids were off
clarify
topic.
that when that happened, called me and I went to the room and I saw that the question that you asked him and it was not about computer. It only says a person who you admire, I believe so. And
Yes,
then
I think that that's
told me that I said Donald J. Trump and he kicked me out of the class. And I said, okay, so at this point you was talking. I don't know if you was talking to your class or you was talking just directly to. So okay, I said I'm gonna leave because I already had one experience before with another teacher. And I don't want to interrupt in any way the class because I know it's like getting into the classroom, and interrupting people. So at this, when told me that he's being kicked out of the class, and you mentioned that too, and when you was talking, you say sorry, kicked out of the conference.
I wanted to make sure.
I asked myself, I'm worried because I know being a good boy and a good student at Elmhurst, but you know, now it's middle school, and I know, I asked him, I questioned him, and I said, did you say anything bad? Did you disrespect your teacher? And he said, no, mom, I didn't. And then he said, okay, we can see the conference, because every day, the teachers all upload the conference meeting, you know, for the day. And I'm trying to see clearly what happened, to see, you know, a clear picture of what happened, because I'm worried that this is happening. Because imagine if this was in the classroom, in the real classroom, and got kicked out of the class, say, you get out of this class because I'm not agree with what you're saying, or it's not okay. So I want to make sure that my son have a good education, and but too, that he is behaving the way he's supposed to behave with his teachers and with his peers.
Yeah, and I think he's been doing a great job. I really have appreciated his participation, and that's why, as you mentioned, I did want to apologize to him. You know, I had been talking to the whole class, but then I specifically apologized to there that he was kicked out, just because the settings weren't updating. I think it's because he had maybe entered the conference before the settings updated.
Well, the thing is that you said it. I mean, I was there, and I heard your explanation, and I heard what you said about the president. You said that he's a divisive, a hateful person that is being creating hatefulness. I'm just paraphrasing what you said, but that's sure, why sure. I want to make sure. I want to know if you can upload this conference, and I will have a clear picture what really happened. Because what I heard is not what you're explaining me right now. You're telling me that it wasn't in the topic, but that was not you said it. You said that it's because he was a very divisive and a very hateful individual. That's the word that you used. And that makes me think that, okay, it was not in the topic, because you was talking about somebody who did something for digital computers or whatever. But at the same time, the person who was mentioning was the president of the United States. And I believe that as Americans, we have to respect that. No matter what, if you don't agree with other people's views, but we have to respect other people's views. So what I felt when I heard you talking to my son saying that, I just thought that, sincerely, I thought that you didn't like what said, and you just shut him up because you don't agree with what he was saying.
I understand you, and part of the issue this morning was that after he did post that comment in the chat, there was at least one other student who responded negatively, and my concern is that with that argument back and forth between the two students and that other student not appreciating the comments that were made in regard to the wall. Again, I can read you the
you already read me, but what is my question in my worriness, I mean, what I'm worried for is because if you worry about the back and forth with the kids that they don't agree on something, I don't think it's doing any help to telling the kids that the president, that individual, doesn't deserve because he is this and that, whatever you think it is, because that's your opinion. I mean, you inserting your opinion, because I want to know if you really think that of somebody is... It's like what I think about you, right? It's my opinion. Doesn't mean that everyone is going to believe you are this kind of person just because I believe you are like that. So I think what we need to make sure is if we're teaching our kids, right? And I've been telling my kids since I remember they going to school, I keep telling them, you better be respectful with your teacher and with your classmates. And especially I said, Your teacher, he is the adult in the classroom, and you have to listen to him. Doesn't matter if you don't agree with him, but you have to listen and you have to respect. So when he come to me and tell me that he's been kicked out of the conference, I thought he did something terrible. I thought he disrespect you. So, and then I get in really quick and I saw you talking about it, and it really makes me think that, okay, so my son doesn't have a voice in the class, because he could say, unless he says something bad, because you read what he said. He said he admired the president for you already told me. But in my opinion, I don't think it was something that he deserves to be kicked out of the classroom, or I mean the conference, or that the president of the United States doesn't deserve, I mean, a respect, because we have to respect that and admiration, because I think to be a president of the United States is something that you have to admire. So if he does, I don't know, he does, right? That's what he thinks.
Yeah. Well, no, and I appreciate you sharing that. My perspective has nothing to do with Donald Trump himself, right? I try to keep politics out of the classroom. My concern was with when he mentioned that the accomplishment was building a wall, and he used the word terrorists, which for another student was taken as an insult. And so the student's response was not positive, which is why my comment was, hey, everybody, let's make sure we keep it positive.
But to be clear, I mean, to tell you what I think and be clear with you, I don't think your comments were positive either. Because telling the students that individual doesn't deserve to be admired because he's a divisive and all that, I don't think that helped. Personally, I don't think that helped at all. So, because as a teacher, I mean, you can think of that as you as a person, because it's you what you think, and I'm not arguing in with you. It's what you believe, and I respect. You are entitled to your opinion, but as a teacher, I think you shouldn't say those words or give the kids an image of somebody who you disagree with that way. You understand?
Right. And I definitely appreciate your feedback. I will definitely try to take that into account. You know, I never meant to put anybody down, right? My response to the class was just to try to get everybody back on track. So to try to think about positive achievements, right? Because all of the computer scientists that we're talking about did something to help benefit society. And, you know, of course, when you're talking about, say the exact words in the comment where he built the wall so terrorists couldn't come in, But we know that our neighbors at the southern border are not all terrorists, right? And so to say that people crossing the border are terrorists, I think some students took that offensively.
Well, if you don't know, you might know, but I'm from Honduras. I'm from Central America. And I,
so you would understand.
I personally believe that coming illegally to a country is a crime here or there. I'm just telling my kids, go Honduras illegally and see what happened to you. So,
right.
So I understand what you said, but if for some reason if you're gonna make those comments about the president, I would like to give the kids like facts, because building the wall is not something that is hateful and is not something that is divisive. It's like you build a wall around your house. You don't let people get in your house. So you're building something to protect your people, which every country has their own borders, and it has to protect their borders. And that thing, I think, specifically, is nothing hateful. And if somebody feels that way, it's because they've been listening to all that rhetoric and the media and all those things that they said. But the problem is that when you address something with facts, I think is the better way to explain. But when you address something just with talking points like, oh yeah, he's a divisive, he's an individual, this and that, I don't think it helps anybody. And especially my son, he's only 10. And he admires the president because he sees he's the president of the United States. And we love this country. I'm telling you, I'm from Honduras, I'm a U.S. citizen, but I admire this country and I love this country. And I've been teaching my kids to do that and to respect the laws and to respect teachers and to respect everyone, because that's the only way we're going to live in peace. So
yeah, and I definitely appreciate that feedback, and I do apologize. You know, is around, so I can specifically apologize to him now as well?
He's taking his music lesson right now. You can call me any other time and talk to him if you want. And anyways, I talked to him and I already told him, even though your teacher does not agree with you, doesn't mean you're going to disrespect him. He's entitled to his opinion as the same way you are entitled to yours. And also, that's what I'm saying. I would love to see if you upload the conference video, so I can see a clear picture of what really happened, and I can talk more with about it and make him understand. Because at this point, he thinks that you kick him out of the class because he mentioned President Donald J. Trump as somebody who he admires.
No, so again, part of that was the settings in my conference. I had it set so that students could talk in the chat, and then when I set it to cut off the public chat, it didn't go into effect because I noticed he kept commenting in the chat, and I was trying to cut off the public chat because I wanted to stop the students from going back and forth, because there had already been some back and forth between students.
Yeah, I understand part, and I believe that is, I mean, I'm agree with that, because it was not correct that students back and forth, especially over politics, when they should be learning something different. I would really appreciate, because I know you upload many of the conference, so I would really appreciate and see a clear and explain, because I don't want him to be against anybody, you know, or have something that, oh, my teacher doesn't like me because this. I want him, like I said, I told him, your teacher, whatever he thinks, is his opinion. Like you have your own, but we can have different opinions, and we can still agree on other things, or we still have, you know, can be civil.
Right. Well, and as I mentioned, I do apologize if the wording on the question was not the same thing that I was asking for out loud. I think I did post on the screen, "Who do you admire generally?" And I didn't further explain that the hope was to have it be either a family member, a community member, or a computer scientist that we've been researching. So, and I do want to apologize to. So, if you can please let him know, you know, I am really proud of the work that he's done in class so far, and I really appreciate him contributing to the class. So, you know, like I said, I do try to keep politics out of the classroom. And so, you know, I don't think there should be, and because students have different opinions, right? And so, if the way that I said it was not, perfect, I do apologize. What I was trying to say is just, hey guys, let's get it back to our topic of the day, because we really need to get moving into our content, which was on our computer scientists. So, again, I do apologize, and I really hope that you can share that with as well.
Sure, I will. And, again, I will ask you, do you think it will be possible for me to see the conference video or not?
It will not be possible. Unfortunately, I did not record that section of class just because it was not necessary for folks that miss to watch.
Okay. That's okay.
Usually anything that goes over an assignment, I'll make sure to post that but often I'm not recording when we're having class conversations because of student privacy rights. I know some teachers may record their full conference, but because of my background, I'm a little bit more informed on privacy rights, and I wanted to just make sure that student names and student conversations are not being shared as much as possible.
Okay, because I just want to let you know, I want to be very straight with you, and I want to be, I want to tell you the truth. When I get into the room, I have I have an incident with the school before that about something that I wasn't agree. The teacher was teaching and Athena, my three students have the same, my three son, kids. So when I get into the room, came to me and told me about that, what is happening, that you kick him out of the class, I mean the conference. So I came into the room, you was talking, I got my phone and I record part of your conversation. So that's why I want to make sure, I mean, I want to see if you put it, because I didn't hear what said and I couldn't see what did, like he what he was doing. But I clearly saw and record what you were saying. And you repeated, okay. And you told, that's what I'm telling you, and I will talk to him, and I will make him understand, because he's a very smart boy, and I think he will understand. Because you repeated says that you're not going to let him talk about somebody who is so divisive and so hateful. And I explained, but why he said that, so I explained, well, he doesn't like the president. He has different view of the president. But we know that that's not the case, because I don't think 62 million of people are going to, vote for a president and putting him to the White House if this person is that bad, as you mentioned. So I just want to let you know that I record the part and I will explain. And you already told me, and I will ask him. He told me too that he used the board. He used the whiteboard to tell you that he likes President Trump. And I told him, okay, but I want to make sure that he didn't disrespect you. That's what my worry is, because I don't care. Yeah. Like I said, you are entitled to your opinion in politics. I'm entitled to mine, and we still can have a civil conversation. And we can agree in other things. So I want to make sure that next time you're going to be maybe consider more what you say to or what you're telling him about these kind of things. I think your response right now that you're giving to me would be the best response you could give it to the students at the time. But you didn't give them that response. So as a parent, I am worried that for something my kid says, it will be kicked out of the school just because it doesn't align with the views of the teacher or the views of the school.
Well, and again, I do apologize if my words were not perfect at the time. If I said that Trump was hateful and divisive, that may have been what I used at the time, but my purpose was in bringing us back to the conversation of computer scientists and the positive role that they've played in our history. So again, like I said, I try not to bring politics into the classroom. As I mentioned, I did clear the chat and I was trying not to have any kind of political conversation during the class, but continued to post it in the chat, which became the issue. So again, as I said, I do really appreciate participation in class, and I totally respect him as an individual and his opinion. I am always interested in student feedback and also parent feedback as well. So I appreciate you having this conversation with me. I do have to go make dinner now for my family, but If you do have any further questions or issues that come up during the semester, please feel free to reach out to me at this number, and I'd be more than happy to chat.
Okay, and I really appreciate you called me and we addressed this issue and we agree on some things, and I really hope that keep enjoying your class. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your call, and I have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you very much. Same to you as well. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.